USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Much of the United States is under heat advisories with dangerously high temperatures expected to last into the weekend. Temperatures along the I-95 corridor could feel like 110 degrees with actual temperatures reaching close to 100. Meanwhile, temperatures in Portland, Oregon could also hit 105 degrees on Thursday. This comes as parts of the Midwest are cleaning up after severe thunderstorms and tornadoes ripped through the area. Storms also expected again today in parts of northeast Kansas, northwest Missouri, and north central Illinois. The Los Angeles City Council introduced a motion this week that would make it illegal to buy, possess, sell, or transport a ghost gun in the city. Ghost guns are assembled from part kits and don't have serial numbers, making them untraceable by law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now, Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
Customs and Border Protection is announcing a huge drug bust at the U.S.-Mexico border.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says they've made a major drug bust on the southern border. The agency said Wednesday that it made what is believed to be one of the largest methamphetamine seizures in the nation's history at a border crossing in California. Agents stopped a truck and trailer at the Otay Mesa port of entry on August 5th, containing nearly 3 tons of meth and fentanyl powder, worth an estimated $12.9 million. The driver of that truck was arrested and faces federal drug charges that carry a maximum of life in prison. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden is urging Congress to take steps to lower prescription drug prices. Biden highlighting that issue during a speech at the White House on Thursday. Drug prices, a bipartisan issue among presidents, as former President Donald Trump in December of 2020 signed an executive order that he said would help lower prescription drug prices by putting America first. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The USPS finalized a plan to slow down some first-class deliveries starting October 1st as part of an effort to cut costs. The plan proposed by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy in March will revise the existing 1 to 3 day service standards to 1 to 5 days. The Postal Service saying that 61% of the first-class mail would remain at its current standard. The federal agency saying delivery standards would be slower for about 7% of periodicals. DeJoy predicting in March that the Delivering for America plan would cut about $160 billion of the projected losses over the next decade. A mother has filed a complaint against her daughter's Georgia elementary school alleging that it segregated black students to give them more opportunities. Kyla Posey filing a federal discrimination complaint with the United States Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights against Mary Lynn Elementary School in Atlanta after discovering that it had been dividing students into different classes based on race. Posey saying that her daughter was grouped into a class for only black students. The Atlanta Public School District confirming they have looked into the allegations and have taken appropriate action. This comes after Georgia Governor Brian Kemp in June applauded the State Board of Education's decision to pass a resolution that says students should not be taught critical race theory in schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.